This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kamala Harris had a large crowd on Tuesday at her first rally since effectively clinching the Democratic presidential nomination as she launched fresh attacks on Donald Trump for trying to quote, take the country backward, in a stark contrast to outgoing President Joe Biden's often stumbling and low-energy speeches. U.S. Vice President Harris gave a punchy and enthusiastic address that was greeted with cheers at the event in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Voters in the U.S. are facing a new presidential campaign, with incumbent Joe Biden dropping out and Vice President Kamala Harris likely to be the Democratic Party's nominee to face Donald Trump in November. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports at how some voters are reacting to the change.
In Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, voter Eric Boylan says Democrats had little choice but to push Biden out.
I think he was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Voter Christine Stoll says if Biden is unfit to be a candidate, he should step down as president.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Scott Stearns, VOA News.
The death toll from two landslides in southern Ethiopia has jumped to 229 and could rise further as the search for survivors and casualties continued into a second day, a government official said on Tuesday, following heavy rains and landslide buried people in southern Ethiopia on Sunday night, then a second one engulfed others who had gathered to help Monday morning. Footage showed people digging up bodies with bare hands. This is VOA News. Security forces in Uganda on Tuesday clamped down on protesters taking part in a banned rally against corruption and human rights abuses. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A Reuters witness saw the detentions being made. A video posted on social media by NTV Uganda also showed a small group of young people being intercepted and detained by police while they were marching. Authorities had banned the planned protests, citing intelligence they said showed criminal-minded youths might hijack it in order to loot and vandalize. Opposition leaders and rights activists say embezzlement and misuse of government funds are widespread in Uganda. They have long accused President Yoweri Museveni of failing to prosecute corrupt senior officials who are politically loyal or related to him. Museveni has repeatedly denied condoning corruption.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A team of UN investigators said on Tuesday they had met in Chad with victims of violence in Sudan's brutal civil war and had documented quote-unquote disturbing patterns of grave abuses. The recently established UN Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on the Situation in Sudan said it had spent 3 weeks in Chad meeting with survivors of the conflict, members of Sudanese civil society and other observers. The people they spoke to had detailed firsthand accounts of horrific acts of killings, sexual violence, including gang rape, the team said in a statement. The U.S. Secret Services chief resigned on Tuesday after the attempt on Donald Trump's life. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kimberly Cheadle had faced growing bipartisan calls to step down amid outcry over how her agency, tasked with protecting top officials, botched its main job so badly.
I take full responsibility for any security lapse.
But at a House hearing, Cheadle infuriated lawmakers like Texas's Pete Sessions by saying little about the probes into the shooting.
Tell us what went wrong.
Cheadle insisted she would stay on the job, but told staff she's resigning after nearly 2 years with a heavy heart. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian drones attacked a Russian cargo ship moored at a southern Russian port just across from the Moscow-annexed Crimean Peninsula, killing one and wounding four, local authorities said on Tuesday. Ukraine's general staff acknowledged carrying out the attack, posting a picture of black smoke rising from a vessel on fire. The port is on the Kerch Strait that separates Russia from Crimea and sits 12 kilometers from the Kerch Bridge that Kyiv sees as a symbol of Russia's illegal 2014 annexation of the peninsula. I'm Joe Ramsey.